Hello.
Es tiempo para confundir el chango. Monkey.
Disco dancer.
Oh wow.
The monkey is stupid.
Stupid.
Malibu Dale tell you himself he's not so dumb.
Okay.
But just remember, he thought France was the capital of New Jersey.
I really don't know that question.
Stop the monkey. Stop that stupid monkey.
Not just the idiot, unfortunate enough that he's got answering them for everybody.
Wow, that's pathetic. Stop the monkey, stop that stupid monkey.
Django estúpido.
F you, I'm out.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Monday at 10, ladies and gentlemen, that means Stump the Monkey,
yes,
everybody.
Yes, there's so much aggression written in that song.
Malibu Dan with the monkey. Nice to see you, dude.
It's good to see you too, buddy.
How are you? Now, Sam Simon, the banker,
yeah,
he plays the bank on the show, ain't here today.
Yeah, did you know that?
Did I know he wasn't going to be here?
Yeah.
No.
He didn't even call you?
No, I usually hear from him before he comes in.
Yeah, all right.
But this is a full-blown free-for-all Stump the Monkey. Nothing to win, nothing to lose. Just have an enjoyable hour and asking this young man some questions.
It's going to be...
Danny, please.
I just get excited. But, right. Enjoyable to whom?
Everybody listening.
Okay, at least I can give one to the team.
520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Can I tell you what happened real fast, though?
Yes, sir.
I went to a grocery store, and I it's your store, and I absolutely love them. They're great. And I went to my wife and I decided to get back into the sex game.
All right.
Right? So no condoms, so I went today to get some. They have those things locked up.
The condoms?
The condoms. They have them locked up, and it's a huge deal to get them to unlock it.
Yeah.
They went over the piece. Someone in cosmetics, please go.
Uh-oh.
Right? And then, I went, somewhat early today, and it was all chicks in that row, aisle.
Why didn't you go to the medical supply and just get the finger cuts?
All right, I set myself up for that, huh? All right, that's fine. Okay.
So you finally got a chick to open up that case?
Yeah, I did, but it was horrible. Like, she's like, no wonder why you were so impatient.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, all right, let's just, I'm lucky to get back in the sack. Let's go ahead and keep it at that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't know if you ever experienced...
Did you buy bigger ones than you need to impress her?
Yeah, well, know what I did? I got the variety pack, Tim.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that way...
Some Cheeto flavored?
No, rib.
Nachos?
Rib for her pleasure, rib for my pleasure.
Nice. Yeah,
right? 30% thinner. Yeah. Right? Stuff like that.
Roll around, huh?
Yeah, we're going to give it a go. Yeah. After the show today.
Really?
I think. Yeah. I think I'm going to go and try it out.
Interesting.
It's been a while.
All right.
All
right, it is time for a little Stump the Monkey.
Okay.
Anything you can think of. And please, folks, let's keep it simple. Because this is not a worldly... man is not too worldly.
Thanks, Tim.
He is a very simple man with simple needs, and his simplicity is what's entertaining.
But people don't get that. Don't you think that's true?
Like,
people don't really get it.
They always say, "Is this an act?"
Yeah, we get a couple of those a show.
I get that a lot.
Yeah,
is that an act? No, it ain't an act.
Is that what you say?
Yeah.
You don't defend me?
No.
Leave the guy alone.
Because if it was an act, then I would think less of you because you'd be BSing everybody.
Thanks, Tim.
But because I know that that you are not concentrating in life, it's entertaining.
All right,
you really don't focus.
That's a very great and polite way to put it.
Thank you.
Really nice. Really, it really is.
All right, Malibu Dan, can you tell us?
Yeah.
The entire date of when the World Trade Center was blown up.
Oh yeah, of course. 9/11, 2001.
Well, just give us the...
September 11th, 2001.
There you go. Fantastic.
And I remember because I was at Superior and East on Pointe Hills in the van for 30 days.
And
that's right. And that was by the way, that was an awesome but a tough gig.
Yeah, it was tough.
You remember that?
Yeah.
30 days straight at a Nissan dealership.
And in the middle of it, 9/11 hits, and Malo Dan's still living in a van. And people at the station are like, you know, you can get out of that van. And he's like, well, do I lose it? I said, yeah, you lose the van if you get out of it. He was going to sleep in a van for a month. And then he gets the van at the end of the month. They gave it to you, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, dude, Superior Nissan definitely
look at you.
Gave me a little bit of a good deal on that thing. But it was 30 days of
all right.
living in that
Malibu
van.
Malibu Dan, what year did the United States land on the moon?
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tim. I know it's in the 60s, right?
I'm asking you.
60... Oh, God. 65?
No, that's incorrect.
Right. Before that?
I'm asking you, dude.
62?
No.
3? 4?
No.
65? 7?
No.
7? 66?
No.
69?
Yeah.
It was 69?
1960.
Really? So it was just...
You knew it was in the 60s, and you hit every number except... Well, you didn't say 68, but every number except 69.
You're stupid!
Oh, please!
Thank you.
Randy, that's, please.
Thanks, Randy.
You're taking already enough heat.
I appreciate it. But you know what? That means we really haven't been going to the moon for that long.
Well, we don't go anymore. I mean, we went for a while.
We haven't been back?
Nah, they went a couple of times after that, but they shut it down.
Why?
This is boring. What do you do there?
But I mean, there's got to be life there, some type of life.
On the moon?
Sure.
Do you really think there is?
Oh, yeah. I see it smiling at me all the time. Looks at me wherever I go. Big stud.
All right.
You look really good, by the
way. Thank you, buddy. It's a brand new shirt I got at Kohl's. I'm really enjoying it. It looks good on me.
I see the tag.
Thank you. All right. Let's talk to a Greg in Hermosa Beach. You're on with the monkey.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Looking good. How you doing?
Thank you.
Dan, what does ELO stand for?
ELO?
Yeah. In the band ELO, right?
Oh, big hint there. Big hint. Yeah, it is. Exactly.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is O orchestra?
Yes.
Electric?
Yes.
Something orchestra.
Right.
Oh, it's right in your hands, Dan.
Yes.
Extra.
No, you already said electric.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Electric.
We've used the E.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's lock the E off.
Yeah.
Electric. Something orchestra.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
And it rhymes.
And that word begins with an L.
Right. Electric. You're saying electric and the L word rhyme? Or orchestra and the L word rhyme?
That's a good question. I can't divulge that. I gotta keep you on the bubble here. But
well,
it's the middle one rhymes with something that we just heard.
It's something that we just heard or something in the name?
Something we just heard. Right. He said you were right when you guessed the other ones.
Right.
So
light.
Hey!
Bingo!
Nice! There you go, buddy.
Yes!
Congratulations,
I feel good. I feel great.
Kicked ass.
I did kick some ass there.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous, Timmy, but I think I pulled it off pretty clean.
Yes! All right. Malibu Dan, where is Cuba located?
Meaning, like...
Give us an idea.
Sure.
Is it 10 miles from Anaheim?
No. Cuba. Let's see.
How would you describe it if you had to tell like a Martian who's never been to the planet Earth?
Right.
Oh, Cuba's great. It's blank miles from blank.
Is it on like, should I say it's on a continent? Like, should I name the continent?
No, just say it's blank miles from blank.
Okay. It's 100 miles from Florida.
100 miles which way?
Oh, come on, man. Okay, all right, fine. I get what you're saying. South.
That's exactly right.
Yes!
It's about 90
Look
miles south of Florida. 100 would work, yeah.
I've never seen you smile like that, Tim.
Dude,
really...
I love when you get them right.
It's you do.
And it's like a child getting your ABCs correct.
Thanks, Tim.
Yes.
Feels good. I feel good.
All right, Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM with the monkey.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, okay, Dan, listen, if Paul McCartney was to write an autobiography, who should he write about?
Himself.
Hey!
Look at you!
Malibu
out of
Dan,
the ballpark!
Man.
See that ball fly?
Look at you, dude.
Inteligente.
Ah, thanks.
All right, let's talk to, how about Jake in, I don't know, wherever Jake is. Jake, 97.1. Basically, you can't use that question, but the before you use the F word.
Right.
What years was Ronald Reagan president? From what year to what year?
Okay, Tim, you're going to have to give me a little bit of TikTok here to figure this out. I know that it was in the, can I say 80 to 84? No, 80 to 88.
Yeah, we'll accept that.
Yeah. Okay. That feels good.
Yeah, we'll right. accept them.
Thanks, Tim.
It's not exactly right, but he won in 80, and he finished
went again
80.
In 88. So that's
no,
right.
84.
Then he went on for another
term.
We'll
accept that. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely accept
you know, them. You know, they say that there's never been a two term president back to back, meaning like it always goes two terms, then one term, then two terms, and one term.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll have to look at it this year.
That's right, because you know, Obama's going to win.
I think he'll win.
Right?
Yes.
And then he's only going to serve one term.
Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for it. Racism.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to say it.
You think so?
Might have something to do with it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you vote against Obama because he's black, are you a racist?
Absolutely.
You are.
No. I mean, look, if you're a Republican, then you'll vote.
If you say, I'm not going to vote for Obama because he's black, does that make you a racist?
Absolutely.
All right. Then if you say, I'm going to vote for John McCain because he's white, does that make you a racist?
Absolutely.
All right. Then.
Sure. Absolutely.
How about this one? I'm going to vote for Obama because he's black. Does that make you a racist?
Well, then I would have to say yeah. But, I mean,
I'm not going to vote for John McCain because he's white. Does that make you a racist?
That does.
Right.
Maybe because racism has like a negative connotation to it.
It does, doesn't it?
That's right. So if it's a positive spin, you're not a racist. But if it's a negative spin.
Yeah, when people say, call other people racist, you rarely hear, oh, thanks, man.
Right.
All right. Malibu Dan is the monkey. Malibu Dan.
Yes, Dan.
What was the top grossing movie over this past weekend?
Okay. I know that Timberland didn't do too well, and it went up against what?
The top grossing movie from this past weekend.
Hold on one sec. Oh, gosh, man. I know this, too. Oh, Get Smart.
Yes.
That's
Malibu
right.
Dan,
that's right.
Man. $38 million.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, there's only two movies out worth seeing right now.
Well, the Hulk is out there. That made $22 million.
But this isn't the opening weekend, is it?
No. And Kung Fu Panda has made another $21 million.
But again, not the first weekend.
Not the first weekend. You're exactly right, Malibu.
You know what? I don't know how great that Kung Fu Panda is going to be on that my little one, because already she's picking up like...
All right, here's a question.
Okay.
All right. Mike Myers had a partner... On Saturday Night Live, they did a lot of sketches together, and then they did movies together. Who was that other guy?
Is it? Oh, you know what, dude? That guy is
Wayne's World.
Yes, that guy is hilarious.
Who's and Michael Myers'
didn't
partner?
Didn't we have him on the show before?
I think so. Is it Cloris Leachman?
No, but he looks like
Danny Aiello.
No, Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey. He looks like Dana Carvey.
Yes!
You know why he looks like Dana Carvey?
Because it is Dana
it's
Carvey.
Dana Carvey. It looks exactly like Dana Carvey.
Gosh, dang it. Too bad there's no money involved.
Yes. 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
That's hilarious.
Let's talk to Kevin in Upland. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Monkey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, where on the body is the uvula located?
Somewhere below your breasts. Somewhere above your breasts?
All right, but where, dude?
By, like, your neck area?
Oh, okay. You're onto something.
Right. Throat.
There you go.
Yeah! Look at that.
Malibu Dan!
Yes, look at the in-studio audience going crazy when I get it right.
Do men have uvulas?
Sure.
Yeah, they do. All right. Tom in Southgate, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
All right, bud.
Good, real good.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make a comment real quick that there have been two presidents go back-to-back serving two terms. It was Bill Clinton and George Bush. Both went two terms back-to-back presidency.
Bill Clinton, yeah, and two Bush, and that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify.
It wasn't my theory. It was this young man who trotted that in.
Qué estúpido.
You're exactly right, dude. Thanks for calling.
That's right.
How about that? Malibu Dan, it's never happened in the history of the United States. And there's a president currently sitting in the White House who it happened to.
And you know what? It didn't even take like 3 minutes before someone called me out on it. You know, I couldn't even finish out the show before someone... No. They got on it right away.
That guy, dude. Oh.
It's my life story. Sam. Come on.
Guy effed you over, man.
Leave me alone, Tim. And don't hold me like that.
All right. Malibu Dan, yeah. The Los Angeles Lakers lost to the Boston Celtics in the NBA championship.
That's right.
How many games did that series go?
Five.
Wrong.
Six?
Yes.
What was it? Three and four and two?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Tim.
Yes, Malibu Dan.
You know, that was a worst loss in history, they say, right?
It was pretty bad, yeah.
Hey, I got to quit. Did Big Brown come in last on that?
Yes.
What was that, Belmont race?
Yes.
See, I thought he came in second. The horse was brown, and he came in second.
No, the horse was called Big Brown.
Oh, that was the name of the horse was Big.
Oh, God. This is getting worse, man.
I get it now.
Oh,
all right.
Papo.
Because everyone's like, you know, we're in the bar, right? And everyone's like, hey, man, he's coming in last. I'm like, dude, he's
there's a brown horse in second.
Yeah, there's a brown horse in second. And, of course, they laughed at me, but I thought they were just, like, drunk and we're all having a good time.
All right, Malibu Dan, Budweiser has a group of horses that basically draw the carriage that is, you know, the Budweiser cart.
Yeah.
The big carriage.
Yeah.
What are those big horses called?
Clydesdale?
Yes, Malibu Dan! What do you throw in a green trash can at home?
Your leaves.
That's correct. No, it's correct.
Yeah, Randy.
Yeah, you're right. But I just like the way you say it. Your leaves.
Your leaves, man.
If you have leaves, throw them in the green can because they're, you want to depart with your leaves.
You can put your leaves in the green can.
You have too many leaves. All right, what do you throw in the black can?
Garbage.
Right, everything, right?
Everything.
And what do you throw in the blue can?
Your recyclables, plastics, cans,
that's
bottles.
Wrong.
The blue can?
Yeah, what do you throw in the blue can?
You don't throw your bottles and cans and...
Well, what are they called?
Recyclables.
That's wrong.
Recycles. Recycle.
What is the term?
Your...
Recyclables.
Ah,
that's not it.
I was hoping we get the bullet song out the first segment. Thank God.
All right, what is that? What is that term?
Recyclables. It's not recycle because right now I have a vision of a blue
word?
Trash can of
right.
The word right. Recycle. It's recycle, and then bulls.
So it's, what is it?
Bulls. Recyclables.
That's not it. You have it right, though. It's recycle and then a bulls. But you got to put it together.
Recyclables.
No.
It's recycle and then a bulls.
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay, now put it together.
Recyclables.
That's wrong.
Can I spell it out?
No, because we want you to pronounce it out.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Recycle, then...
If this was TV, we could actually have you write it out.
Recycle bulls.
Recycle bulls.
Recycle
ball.
Ball. Recycle ball. Recycle ball. I don't understand what I'm doing.
I'm
going
to say it, and you're not going to be able to say it after I say it. Recyclables.
Oh, I can't. Recyclables.
There you go.
Recyclables.
You got it, dude.
Recyclables.
Now you
it's like jewelry.
Recyclables.
Recyclables.
You're recyclables.
Look at the recyclables on that guy.
Recyclables.
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 All right, what is that crazy chicken restaurant called?
El Pollo Loco.
What is it?
El Pollo Loco. El Pollo. El Pollo Loco.
What is it?
Pollo Loco.
The whole name of the restaurant.
El Pollo Loco.
Okay.
Is that right?
That's close enough.
You want to hear it again?
You know what? Right. We did a Stump the Monkey about 7 years ago, and the people from El Pollo Loco were listening. The people who were in charge of their ad sales.
Yeah.
And they bought commercials on our show because of how many times we said it and how many times you could not say it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious, yes. Dougie.
And just think, when I told them I was leaving 3 years ago, they said, see ya. And yet, they didn't see the value.
And what do you put in your blue trash can?
Recyclables.
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 Recyclables. Recyclables.
There you go, buddy.
Hey.
You nailed it.
Oh, sir, that goes into recyclables. Hey, is dog poo recyclable?
No.
It's not?
No. I think that goes in your black can.
It does.
I think you put poop in the black can, right?
But what if it's in a plastic bag?
It's black can.
Still black can.
Yeah. Huh. The black can gets the poop.
What if it's in a bottle?
Black can.
Okay.
Wait, poop in a bottle?
Yeah.
Black can.
Black can.
No, thank you.
Jesus Christ.
How'd I get the bottle?
I had nothing else to pick it up with.
All right. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Grant and Loma Linda, you're on 97.1.
Sweet. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for phoning.
Who was buried in Grant's tomb and when?
Well, that would be Grant.
Right.
What Grant?
Is it a trick question?
No. You don't have to tell us when, but you got to tell us who's buried in Grant's tomb.
Grant.
Who is Grant? Is he a custodian?
No.
Is he an astronaut?
Might be. He could be a.
Is he a
car salesman? He could be a car salesman. He could be anything.
Well, he was something. You know, he could have been anything.
General Grant. General Lee Grant.
Well, no.
What did I mess up on? The first general or the Lee?
He was a very specific job.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, being a general is a pretty specific occupation.
Yeah, even more specific. We were looking for...
Like a specific, like, captain of the Los Angeles...
No. Enough with the military. He was... Okay. He had a political position.
He did, huh?
Yeah.
You say that with like a slice... Snark.
Well,
like,
because I get such a major hint. That's why. I thought.
Was he a president?
Yes, Mel Boudin.
Yes, of course he was a president.
You jackass. What kind of jackass are you? Seriously.
Seriously. Is that a Stump the Monkey question?
No, it is not.
All right, okay.
All right, Stump the Monkey, everybody. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. In the horse racing business,
yeah,
there's a certain type of horses that run at Santa Anita Hollywood Park. Belmont, all the great racetracks right. around the United States. What is that type of horse called?
Thoroughbreds.
That is correct, yes! Malibu.
Yes! I picked that up from you, Timmy.
All right, and what is the type of dog that runs at a dog track?
See. Oh, wait. No. Greyhound.
Yeah!
There we go.
Malibu Dan, everybody.
You know, I'm going to Boston in August. I'll stop by that old track, the old stomping grounds where we got thrown out of.
Is that right?
Yes, Tim.
Look at you, dude.
I guess Boston's not far from New Hampshire.
You could probably get there from New Hampshire.
Like an hour away?
I don't know.
Now, Buffalo is close to Toronto, right?
Yes. Closer to Toronto than it is to New York. To New York City.
Gotcha.
All right, Malibu Dan.
Okay.
When you're going to a casino,
yeah.
What color normally are the $5 chips?
Oh.
$5.
Yeah.
Casino.
Gotcha. And no, it's all the same colors for every casino. Like, you're not going to go to like.
There's a basic.
Yeah.
There's a basic philosophy.
Okay. Do they have Braille on those chips? So if you're blind?
No, I don't think so.
Think about that, man. Yellow.
That's wrong.
Blue. Black. Okay, I got it. Is there a color in this room that has...
Is it the same color? Yes.
There is.
Yeah.
Oh!
Red.
Yes!
Okay.
What's the $25 chip in Vegas?
Did I already guess it with my other...
No.
I didn't. Is there a color in this room that
has...
Is it a little bit feminine, like pink?
No. Why would they have red and then pink?
I don't know, Tim. I didn't create the colors.
Don't you think they would have a different color altogether?
No, red and pink aren't the same color.
I know, but don't you think they're similar?
Well, okay.
All right, what's a $25 chip in Vegas? What color?
Blue.
Wrong.
No! White? No?
No.
Okay.
It's a color in this room.
It is a color in this room.
Yeah.
I said black. Black.
No.
Black. Okay. Am I hot or cold where I'm sitting to this color?
Hot.
Burning up?
Yeah.
Am I wearing it?
No.
Are you wearing it?
Yeah.
Is it green?
Yes. His arms are sitting on a green desk. He's like, am I hot to it? And like, yeah, both your arms are on it. Oh. All right, everybody. 520-9710.
Yes, Tim.
And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Stump the Monkey with Malibu Dam. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.